Hello, everyone. Today's reading comes from the New Testament, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. Mark is the first gospel written on paper. However, it shows up second in the New Testament within the Bible itself. A couple things to note. We are going to discuss some interesting food choices during this text. And to give you context, I just wanted to let you know what people usually ate during this time. A diet often included olives, wine, bread, goat or sheep's milk, dates, which is a sweet type of fruit, and fish. You can hear about these different types of foods in other parts of the Bible when Jesus performs several miracles using common drinks and food. Things that Jesus uses include wine, bread, and fish. Let's begin. Again, Mark chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming a baptism of repentance for forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts, which is a type of bug, and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." Baptism in those days meant the act of washing or dunking in the water. Baptism to us is a sacrament, something that is holy. It's the combination of water and God's word. Baptism in the early Christian church played a really important role to initiate the first followers of Christ. You can read more about it in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Continuing on, the baptism of Jesus. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee. I was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove upon him. A voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Here ends our reading.